A new study shows lake trout in the Lake Clark National Park and Preserve have mercury levels that exceed the state and national standards for consumption by women and children. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The testing of the fish was part of a study conducted by the U.S. Geological Survey and the National Park Service. The study was specifically focused on fish in remote, high-elevation lakes and streams in 21 national parks across 10 western states and Alaska. Mercury was found in fish taken from 4 national parks in Alaska and some of the fish in the Lake Clark National Park and Preserve and the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve had mercury levels that exceeded the thresholds recommended by the state of Alaska and the EPA for unlimited human consumption by women and children. Morgan Worthen is the communications director for Alaska National Parks.
At Lake Clark National Park and Preserve, what we found was that there were high levels of mercury that were found in Lake Clark, specifically in lake trout.
The average concentration of mercury in the lake trout tested from Lake Clark was 365 parts per billion. The state of Alaska human consumption thresholds start at 150 parts per billion. The lake trout tested from one lake in the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve had average mercury concentrations of 417 parts per billion. Worthen confirms that the new study tried to determine the origin for the mercury detected in lake trout.
As we know, mercury comes from both natural sources like volcanoes, but also human-caused. And what we know is that it's also a global contaminant, so it travels in the atmosphere. And what the study suggests or states is that the majority of the mercury is coming from human-caused sources.
Lake trout are at the top of the food web and are relatively long-lived, which means they are more likely to accumulate mercury and other toxins over their lifespan. Worthen says the lake trout from Lake Clark are not consumed in large quantities, but she notes that the Park Service will have some advisories to guide anglers about whether or not the trout they catch is safe to eat.
Alaska National Parks are working closely with the state of Alaska to develop those advisories, so they are under development at this time. Our intention is to get that information up and available soon.
The other two national parks in Alaska where mercury was detected in fish were the Denali National Park and Preserve and the Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. However, the study found that the mercury levels in those two parks were low. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.